We're joined now by one of my favorite actresses, the pride of Louisiana State University, where she received her MFA. She now lives in New York, and she's taken the Big Apple by storm. But for those in the theater industry, as Jessica Jane is, times have been tough. We visited her with her at the start of the COVID outbreak, and New York has been somewhat dystopian in the way it shut down and is still having difficulty getting started up. There aren't many productions going on in the country, but she is involved in a big one in Hartford, Connecticut. And good morning to you, Jessica Jane.
Good morning, Jim. Oh, my God, you always make me feel like I am 10 feet tall. Thank you for that glowing introduction.
Well,
How are you?
It's worthy. And Jessica was an amazing performer at Swine Palace. And before we get to your new one, I know that set the stage for everything else. You remember your days at LSU with great satisfaction.
Oh, I do. I remember them very, very fondly. Very fondly indeed.
Well, now you're in Hartford, Connecticut, and what is going on in that great city?
So I actually am not in Hartford anymore, but TheaterWorks Hartford took on the Herculean task of creating theater that is live to stream in your home. So we spent about 3 weeks in 4 weeks in Hartford, and we did a live-to-stream, or we filmed a theatrical version of Ayad Akhtar's The Who and the What. And Louisiana audiences will be familiar with his work because Swine Palace did a production of his show, Disgraced, his Pulitzer Prize-winning show, Disgraced, in 2015. So we were in Hartford for 4 weeks, and with the help of our incredible director, Anisha Kadarkar, we filmed and staged this beautiful, this incredibly beautiful play about a Pakistani Muslim family, and it's now streaming till November 28th, which is really exciting.
And for those who would like to see it, how do we do it?
You just go to twhartford.org, and right in the right-hand corner, you're going to see a little button for tickets. And, you can get your tickets, and once you buy your ticket, you have 24 hours to stream the play. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful story about an American family, but just maybe like a little bit of an underrepresented version of the American family.
And it deals
with religion and politics and love and life and all of those wonderful, exciting things that we will all be dealing with ourselves as we step into the Thanksgiving season.
Jessica Jane is with us, and she is a fabulous actress who is performing, lives in New York City now. And when we were going back and forth about this latest endeavor, she says it's so special, and I know it has special relevance for you because it's about a brown family, which mm-hmm. is a subject matter that rarely gets covered.
Indeed, yeah, for sure. I think one of the most incredible things about American theater is when we get to see the wall come down and we get to really look at what the inside and the inner workings of an American family. But, you know, sometimes that American family doesn't look like every American family. And what I love about this play is that it is a chance for us to see every different facet of American family. And I hope that people feel like they're seeing a different version of the American family when they watch the show.
Mm-hmm. And Jessica was reared in Canada and came to the United States, and you were of Indian heritage. So you know about being a minority in this country. And those stories, as you note, are often not covered as much as they should be. But you're doing your best to change that. As far as how it works in the Big Apple in New York City, a city of great diversity, are there as many opportunities for somebody who is a minority as there are for somebody who's in the majority?
I think the honest answer to that question is there isn't. But I am hoping that as we get braver and as things change in the country and people sort of demand and realize how important it is to see every different facet of every different face of every different American, that will change. And I think, you know, having just heard the last conversation you finished, you know, I think this election cycle and our new president and vice president will also encourage that as well. It's incredibly encouraging for me as a South Asian woman to know that our next vice president will be a woman of South Asian descent. And I think as we see more people that look a little different than the norm, we will get excited to see more and more of that.
Jessica Jain, that's J-A-I-N. The production is The Who and The What. And finally, we have a few seconds left. A listener says he remembers you in Pitch Perfect. That was a big one for you, wasn't it?
It was. Good memory.
Well, you've got a lot of great years on the stage, and I'm sure it's very disappointing, but hopefully that will change soon. I'm sure you're waiting for Broadway and all the other great entities in the Big Apple to reopen.
Indeed. And we just want everybody, I think all of us artists just want everybody to keep safe so that we can get back to doing what we love.
Thank you, Jessica. Pride of LSU, and it's always a pleasure. Let's keep in touch.
Oh, Jim, thank you so much. Thanks.
Thank you. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and Vantage Health Plan provide signature support.